Okay. All right, so we're talking about the question of whether Nidus to be characterized as one of the Arayas or not. We mentioned yesterday that there seems to be conflicting, or possibly conflicting directions in terms of the Psukim themselves. On the one hand, Psukim and Achronos begin talking about She'er, Boso, relatives, in terms of the Arayas, and Nidus mentioned towards the end, as if perhaps the separate category. On the other hand, the Parshat Kedoshim is kind of in the middle. I mentioned that in Mefarshim and the Chumash, Ibn Ezra says directly, Ashochim Anida Choshim Arayas. Ibn Ezra says openly that it is one of the Arayas, this one he implies the other way. We suggest that depending how you read Rishalmi, perhaps the Rishalmi and the Babylon argue about it, again, it's not so clear how the Rishalmi reads. We mentioned, though, that for sure there's a Shita in Tosfos of Ibn Tam, not in the printed Tosfos that we have, but in the Sefer Yosher, in the Tshuva section, Simon Pei, and Os Aleph that we had back in 19. He says, Tovar Achos Isha, sister-in-law, Yuchedah Shehi Erva Lafuke Nida. He says openly, Erva Lafuke Nida. Okay, so he's clear that Nida is not in the category of an Erva. And we mentioned that that's possibly said as well by the printed Tosfos on a page, and getting the base and the base. The Tosfos says at the end, Salka Daita the Choshev Kemodo Shebe Erva. Okay, but that was only the Salka Daita, so we depended on the Achronin, different ways to learn what Tosfos meant. The Notabi Huda, one of his tshuvas, Adur Kama Chilak Evezer Simon Nun Hey, says that at the end that Bemis need the low choshev Dover Shebe Erva. That's what Kiv Eger agrees in his tshuvas, Adur Kama Simon Kuf Chof Dalad. And the Machman Kiddush of Samach Hamabay seems to learn differently, and neither is Dover Shebe Erva. I mentioned that we're up to last time the Rambam, despite the fact that in the Sefer Mitzvahs he has different terminology used for. Sleeping with the Nida, for Mishkav Zohar, for Behema, than he has with the other Arayas. We use the term Megalos Erva, we looked at it yesterday. But in the Mishnah Torah, let's turn to 34, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is clear that he holds that Nida is one of the category, in the category of Arayas, is one of the Arayas. So he mentioned the endless on 34, read it again, Hilchus Ishus, Perak Alav Alokahei, Kol She'osu B'yosu V'tor V'chavu Z'koreis, Hein Amurs V'parshas Achrimos, Hein Hanikron Arayas. All the things which carry with it a Pei Koreis, which includes Nida, so they are the category of Arayas. That Rambam is pretty clear. A little later, Hilchos Ishus Perek Dalel of Yubeis. Again, we know that we learned already that certain ways Nida is not the same as other Arayas. One was a Kedushin or Tovsin. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Dalel of Yubeis simply indicates that that's an exception. Hamakadesh achas min arayas lo asaklum she'ein kiddushin tavs tovsin be'erva chutz min anida. So again, the Rambam clearly incorporates Nida as one of the arayas, but he just says chutz is an exception in this regard. Shemakadesh anida is mekudesh is kiddushin gemurin. When by Nida it's kiddushin, which says emar las is came. That's a different discussion, but the certainly it counts, and therefore the Rambam is clear that it's one of the arayas. Okay, that's what we finished off with yesterday. Correct. Good. Let's go by to look in Hilchos Isur Bia. In Hilchos Isur Bia, Perek Dalel Lach Aleph, the Rambam is even more clear. Hanida Harehi Kishar Kol Arayos. Nida is like all the other Arayos. He's talking here about Haro, which we discussed yesterday, the incomplete act of Bia. Hama'arebo Ben Kedark Meshlo Kedarka Chai of Koreis. Okay, and that. So again, the Rambam is saying the Rambam seems to say that the Chai of Koreis is the key factor, since it's a Chi of Koreis, it's lumped together with the other Arayas. Okay, and even the Haro, it's a Chi of Koreis, and even if he was younger, whatever the details over there. And in Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, Ein Ha Isha Ola Mitumasa V'yotzi Midei Erva Ad Shetit Bo B'mein Mikva Koshis. He's talking clearly about Tfilas Nida, because no other Erva loses its status as an erva just by going to the mikvah. He's clearly talking about tefilas nida. And he writes, "Eino isha olam mitumasa, v'yotze midei erva." Doesn't lose his status in erva ad shetitpo v'mei mikvah kosher. Until she goes into a proper mikvah, v'lo yed dover chotzeis be'msor ben amayim. She can't have a chatzitza, something on her body yet, something that interferes with the water getting there. V'chos mikvah, she's bar a mikvah kecher. Hapsu hapsu, but there are two of them. Chatzitza details he's going to tell you later on. Okay? However, if she bathes in some other source of water and so on, then, hafilu naflu olav, kolam memlish of olav, achar achitza kamos shoyis akonam achitza bakaris. Okay, just showering or jumping into a swimming pool or whatever doesn't automatically count as tefillah b'mikvah. Tefillah b'mikvah she'en lechol davar shemal b'tumah latara ela tefillah b'mei mikvah over mayon. Okay, either a main mikvah or a mayon. A mayon, we explained, is an underground spring, underwater spring. Either one is okay. Mikvah from the word yikavu hamayon. Gracious means gathered water. Is it from mayon? Mayon is an underground spring, constantly moving and so on. Okay, obiyamim shem kimayon, oil in the ocean, which is like a mayon. Okay, but again, for us, the key line is that first line of the Rambam, hechzur b'perek el ha'ochot b'zayin, ein ha'isha ol b'tumasa, v'yotze midei erba. Okay, now, so right now, so far, we saw the principal difference between Nida and other arayas, which Rambam says, exceptions, kedusha and tovshin. The other difference that we saw, which the Rambam points to in Perek Tesvav, of Ilchas Asur B'Alach Alaf Source 38, talks about the status of a child that was produced by a union of some of the erva. So the Rambam writes, Ezehu Mamzer, how do we define a Mamzer? Hamar Batorah on a derisa level. Ze'abah me'erva min harayat chutz min hanida. Again, the Rambam clearly lumps nida together with the other harayas, but this is another exception. A mamzer is the product of a union between any one of the harayas, chutz min hanida, but other nida. Shabein mimena pog u'mena mamzer. Okay, we'll discuss what that means another time. It has some sort of a pagam, but it's not a mamzer. Aval abol shara harayas, bein onus bein barotzum, bein mezona meshkog, avlad mamzer. Okay, Mamzer can't be Mitara Mamzer and so on. But again, the Rambam is defining Mamzer as a result, yeah. Say it again? So let's see. Again, the question will be, what about other things? We sort of, we'll see, but we'll see now. We'll see some Nafkinis. We'll see Nafkinis now. Okay, we saw already a couple of Kedushin talks, all we have to say is an exception. I mean, at the end of the day, you may be right. At the end of the day, you could argue, again, it's Machlokes, you could argue that neither is not one of the Arayos, or it is one of the Arayos, but there are exceptions. It's an anomaly. It's a different category. But we'll see a couple. We'll see shortly a couple of them. Okay? See you just a moment. So let's look at one Nafka, and we had it ready. Okay? I mean, this issue of Tvisis Kedushin and the status of Avad being a Mamzer is going to get. Again, one difference we had before was with regards to Nemanus. Right, as in the is ain't davar shevra pachas b'shtayim, ain't davar shevra pachas b'shtayim. But in terms of her keeping track, we said b'sofa lo la'atzma, she counts the seven that keeps herself. Right, just not the eidim and so on. So that's a practical difference. But again, that doesn't necessarily prove anything. You could argue that proves she's not an erva, right? Because ain't davar shevra pachas b'shtayim. On the other hand, since you had a special zeres hakasim, which said b'sofa, which teaches us the one ksubas of ayin beis, which teaches us b'sofa lo la'atzma. So what do you need a special zeres hakasim for? Okay, unless it is one of the arayas, that's the Rambam. It is one of the arayas, but there's an exception to Zeres HaKosov, right? Which, by the way, if you look at 29, there's a Chidush HaRashba in Chulin, Rabbi Yehuda Beis, Divra Masla Eid Echonem Nisur. It's a long Chidush HaRashba. I only quote for you one line. It's a long Chidush HaRashba. The Rashba says, Nirali, the Starach, Krod, the Misafra Law, by Nida, Mishum Dahamadav Sheva Erba. So the Rashba weighs in with the Rambam. Okay, and he's talking about this nafkamina. Okay, the Rashba here weighs in. He says, what do you need the Gzeres HaKosov for? The answer is because it is a Davar Sheva Erva. Davar Sheva Erva is saying Davar Sheva Pachas Mishtayim. The bar in the beginning of Gittin, we saw yesterday. The Ba'alma ain't Pachas Mishtayim. Ba'alcha bodekas v'sofaris la'atzma v'nemenes. Here she inspects it, you know, inspects herself, examines herself, and keeps track of the seven clean days, etc. by herself, and she's nemenes 100%. So the Rashba presents this nafkamina, but he says, again, here there is no practical difference. Everybody agrees that she can keep track of it herself. The Rashba says that's, but the Rashba says the fact, you follow what I'm saying? The Rashba says the fact that there's a kosov. He says, nearly the star of Krod, the Besafra, Mishum Dahavit, Davish of Erba. It is in the category of Davish of Erba. So ordinarily it would work. Okay, here you have it. There's a kosov. That her testimony alone, her keeping track alone does work. Yeah. Yeah, you have many more mamzer running around. A lot more, yeah. I mean, you want to say misvara behind it. The only thing is the Rambam's lashon back in 38. Ezo mamzer amar b'Torah. Zehabom erev min arayis chutz min anida. It's a thing, the rice. You know. Yeah, so yeah, nachanan. So now you're figuring out what the Torah could be. I mean, you know, that we can always delve into what the reason the Torah, you know,
decides. It doesn't mean it's not parallel.
Okay. Okay. I hear. Right, so the Rambam is saying she is an error, but you're giving a svara for, okay, could be. It would be quite a problem. A lot more mamzerim around, that's for sure. Okay, so let's see. So one afkamin again is regarding to the Nem, we just saw in that Rashbo, the Nemonis of a woman. Rashbo says the mere fact that Nidik Zerah. And the other side would say, no, the fact that she's believed shows that it's not the Rosh of Erev. Okay, I would go, okay. But there's also an afkamin again to look a little bit at this issue of mamzeris, which goes with Kiddushin Tovsin. So there is a famous mission in Kiddushin, which is obviously 40, it's a well known mission. Somebody learned Kiddushin? We got this towards the end of the second. Samach Vav and Beit. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I forgot. I can't remember. What. Okay, so Kiddushin. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're dead. That's right. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, that's a good excuse. Kiddushin Samach Vav and Beit. It's a mission. Towards the end of the second. It says Kol Makom. This defining. It's just an important mission to know. Defining the status of the child, and depending upon the nature of the union of the parents, it's prohibited. So it says. Ordinarily, regular situation. Kiddushin counts, there's no aver involved at all. Savlad hoech achar zohar. The child status is determined by the father. Zu kohenes levi Yisrael. She nasa le kohen levi Yisrael. How does a child become a kohen or levi Yisrael? Based on what the father is, right? In terms of the identification of the shevet. Or it's not relevant to Shevet, but other than Kohen and Levi, so that goes by the father, because the union, the marriage is perfectly permissible, it's Kiddushin Tovsin, and there's no Aveira. So then the Vlad, Olech Achar HaZochar. Okay, the child, it matters what the woman is, not what the man is, not what the woman is. And about Pidyon HaBen, even the mother's about Kohen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. But basically, this child status, that's for a different reason. But the child status depends upon the father. Good. Point two. But kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. What if the kiddushin counts, but there's an avera here? There's a violation. It's not a koris, but it's a violation. Havlad holech achar pogum. Okay. The vlad status is the lesser status of the parent. Beizes uzu amon lekoin gadol. Grusha v'chalutza lekoin hedyo. Okay. Meaning if a kohen hedyo marries a grusha. Okay, a coin hedger is allowed to marry an almana, right? The coin hedger, the coin gadol can't, but we don't have a coin gadol today. But a coin hedger marries a grusha, so the child loses the status of coin. Okay, so that's a pagam. Even if the mother is also a baskin. Okay, mamzeres in the sina, the Yisrael, right? The mamzeres marries the Yisrael, the child's also a mamzer. Bas Yisrael, a mamzer sin, etc. Okay, that's point two. Yeah, you with me? Famous mission. Three, b'chol misha ein alav kiddushin. And this is arayas that this man can't marry this woman. Okay, there's arayas, my sister. Okay, but other men can marry her, right? That's yesh. Homisha ain't law of kiddushin. Okay, ain't law of kiddushin. Aval yesh alacherim kiddushin. Okay, then the vlad is a mamzer. That's the case of the mamzer, right? The eizah says the habal achas mikol arayas of the Torah. Okay, Nanita is not mentioned here, but that's also defining mamzeres. And finally, kol misha ain't alav kiddushin. If this woman's not allowed to marry any Jew, so then havlad kimosa. Beis is it? It's a vlad shifchav anafis. That's an intermarriage. It's a goy. Okay, if she's not allowed to marry, it's not just prohibited from this particular guy. She has the status of being a non-Jew. She can't marry any Jewish man. If she does, then the child goes by the mother. Matrilineal descent. That's what that's all about. So that's this mission. In Kiddushin, Samach, Vav, and Beis, I printed the Rashi. Notice, by the way, that Rashi in 41, I'm not going to read again. He says that just Yesh Kiddushin ain't ever mean in the first one, Kol Makom. Shah Kiddushin Tovsin Vav ain't ever mean this one, right? Everything's good. Okay? And Rashi, again, dispels it. I don't think it's, it's so difficult. Anyway, but let's move to that. It's third to the fourth latest Rashi is Mikol Arayah Shevetor Shal Chayve increases. Rashi also emphasizes the Chayve increases. Now, Nida is not mentioned, though, in this Mishnah at all. Okay? So for that, we have to turn to another sugya. Okay? And that is Nivamas. Mishnah Nivamas. Mem Tes Amal. 42. Mem Tes Amal. Mishnah Ezel Mamzer. Kol She'er Basar. Shehu Belo Yobo Dibbe Kivir. Okay? Any relative you're not allowed to have relations with. That's what Akiva holds. Okay? And Rashi explains in 43, Kol she'er basu v'lo yovo, kol kuva she'belav, v'afil ein makaris. Okay? They give certain examples. But that's not what we follow. The next sheet is Shimon ha'temani omer, kol she'chavav kares v'ishmai v'alof v'kidvaro. And we pass like Shimon ha'temani, it has to be a chiv kares, not any lav. Okay, we keep his lav, and Meshua says he says bezin, fine. Okay, but the Mishnah itself says alof v'kidvaro regarding Shimon ha'temani. So, the Gemara on that Mishnah, again, that's a Mishnah, Mem Tesman Aleph, on the bottom of the page, source 44, Mem Tesman Aleph Yuvalmas, Gemara says, well, what about Nida? Because Nida is Chayav Aleph Karis Bidei Shamayim. And according to Shimon HaTemani, the child should be Mamza. So the Gemara says openly, okay, and Mem Tesman Aleph, going over to Mem Tesman Aleph, 44, Amar Abaye, last three words on Mem Tesman Aleph, Hakol Moldim Bibola Nida Osa Bola Sota, She'ein havlad mamzer. Abaye clarifies, no, but Nida is an exception to the rule. Everybody admits that Nida also sota is ein havlad mamzer. Why? Nida the hot tafsi ba kiddushin, because kiddushin is valid with a Nida. If the kala is a Nida, we'll see in a moment, sometimes that comes up. If the kala is a Nida, okay, today all the young ladies, they take all the girls that they have pills to regulate the period, so but every once in a while it happens. Okay, it happens to happen a little more frequently. Again, you know, you plan your wedding day, you try to see to it that the girl's not going to need it, but sometimes you can't predict everything. So, but tafsi ba kiddushin, the kiddushin is valid, even if the woman is in need at the time of the kiddushin. How do we know? Shenemar, says the Gemara, I'm sorry, the Rashi explained it, but Shenemar, 44, usihi nidasa Allah, that same phrase we've already had a couple of times, afilu bishas nidasa tafsi ba kiddushin. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara itself has a drasha, usihi nidasa Allah, we've had this passage. Afilu b'shas nidosa tafsi ba kedushin. Okay, Rashi explained in 45 on Mem Tesman Aleph. Kol Moldim afilu Shimon HaTemani. Because remember, you look back in the Mishnah, Mem Tesman Aleph, Shimon HaTemani said, Kol Shechalom Karis Bei Shemayim, the child's a mom. He didn't mention any exclusions. So they had the Gemara mention the exclusion. But he says, no, there's an exception. Okay, even though it's Chalom Karis Bei Shemayim, and the halacha follows Shimon HaTemani, still, Kol Moldim afilu Shimon HaTemani, v'bol anida, Af al gav, Rashi says it before us, right? On the bottom of the Testament, Allah 45. But voila, neither af al gav, the koi bekores, ain't have a lot of mamzer. Okay? Ain't have a lot of mamzer. All right? The case of Sota, I mean, you know, not our issue right now, but basically, Rashi said 46, Eishishis is in the Kalan, the Sula Bailo. Okay? I say, she slept with him when she was a Sota, so a lot of mamzer not either. Okay? Need, look at the last Rashi. The tafsi ba kedushin should the afla. That's what the next Rashi. Nida tiksiv usinus halav mem tesam beis tehi loshon havaya the kedushin halav. What's that drush exactly? You say he nida salav usinus salav afil b'shas tafsi. How does that loshon? So the word of sehi. Remember from kedushin getting the yotza b'haisa. Right, b'haisa means. She's with another marriage, right? The Yotzu Ahaisa, Makish, and Seal Avai, you certainly came across that, right? So Usahi, that Lushan, implies Kedushin. So since it says Usahi, that's what Rashi explains. Tehi, Lushan Havaya, the Kedushin Allah. Good? All right. Now, all of this indicates, again, would indicate that Nida is not, could indicate that Nida is not really an Erba. On the other hand, you could say, but no, the fact, again, the fact that you meet this Russia, Usahi, Nidas Allah, proves. That really, and you know, Kedushin HaTofsin, to prove that Kedushin HaTofsin, so that it is an error, but it's a question of Yotzim and Akal, like we said above, in terms of you know, that Rambam. Okay? An exception. But anyway, that is a practical, possible nafkamina, okay, whether, you know, the status of Mamzerus, but at the end, it doesn't make a practical nafkamina. Okay? A second issue is an issue we call Chupa HaRu'i L'Nida. We said, Kiddushin are tofsin. And here's a nafkamina alone. Okay, we said Kiddushin are tofsin. What about Nisuin? We know that a Jewish marriage consists of two parts. Kiddushin, or Erusin, it's the same thing, and Nisuin. Right? Kiddushin is when the groom gives the bride, the husband gives the kala a ring or something else of value, our minister gives a ring, right? And the president to aid him, he says, all right, the Kodeshes, etc. That's called Kiddushin or Erusin, now that she's in the Kodeshes. Maybe they're not married. She is now forbidden to live with somebody else, unless she gets a get from this fellow. But she can't live with him yet either, as husband and wife. That's not the after that he's suing. And one time, as you learned in Kiddushin, that was done, that was done months apart. They would do the Kiddushin and they would do the Nisuin later. The Nisuin, that's a big question. Exactly, Nisuin, let's assume that's the Chuppah or the Yichud. Okay, so that's the Nisuin. And that happens later. Today we do it all the same evening, all the same afternoon, whatever. Okay, it's all in the same shot. Okay, there's the Kiddushin Nisuin. You know about all this, right? That's why, you know, there's really two, we make a little break between the Kiddushin and Nisuin. That's when they read the Tzuba. We'll have to read the Tzuba before the wedding. It's considered a big kibbutz, but it's not a particularly important job in terms of the actual ceremony. You don't have to read the Tzuba. There are more right, because we say a Baruch Per Goffin on the Brichas Erisin. We say another Baruch Per Goffin on the Brichas Nisuin, the so-called Shemen Brachas. I don't mean the Shemen Brachas invention, the Shemen Brachas under the Chuppah. So I say another Baruch Per Goffin just 2 minutes ago. We try and make a break. So what we do, that's when and I always tell people, if you want someone to speak, that's what the speech. The uncle, the grandfather, the Rebbe, someone's going to speak. When I was going to speak, that should be done also, to make a break between the Kiddushin. Sometimes they have the speech at the end. Probably better to have it before the Nisuin. Okay, but anyway. So there's a difference between the Nisuin and the Kiddushin. And the question is, does what if her status is a nida at the time of the Nisuin? Again, why is it the same thing, the same day? But what if her status is, does that chuppah, okay, or that yichud count? It's called nida chuppah ulabia. So there is a mishnah ksubas, nun dalavat beis. The topic there is, we know that the basic din is, it's perak dominion, perak afalpi, it's the name of the perak in this mishnah. Afalpi, sh'amu b'sula govam asayim v'amon amona. Okay, Chazal fixed that the amount of the tzuba is Masayim, 200 zuz for a psula, for the married before, as opposed to an amona gets 100. Imrotza la hosif, hafilu mei amona yosef. He can add a lot more if he wants. Okay, sometimes they do. We have called Tosefes tzuba, we have in the dunya, the Ashkenazim, it says, we have to say, Hosin delay, oh, Meir's cooking, because of Meir's cooking. Not 100 Zukuke, it's a German coin, it's cooking. So I don't do it in the German, but do we still say the words? Now, the Sfarim have a different text altogether. They mention more specifically. Then it's cooking. Meir's cooking, it's a lot of money. Anyway, the point you're allowed to add on, okay? Now the Mishnah says important. This Armelo, if she became widow, right? Own this Garsha. Or it's something divorced. Bein min harusin u bein min hanisuin. Even if the divorce, quote unquote, happened after. By the way, again, you know, when we speak in English of a couple being engaged, that has no halachic status whatsoever. No halachic status engaged. We said a couple's engaged. They got engaged. Mazel tov. What does it mean? It means nothing. It doesn't mean anything by American law either. They can break up tomorrow morning. And nobody will owe anybody anything. What does engagement, we say in English? Engaged means you tell them all your friends are planning to get married, and you start looking at wedding halls and booking photographers and bands and whatever else. But there's no halach. Maybe the kiddush and shul, but there's no yav alachaim. But there's no halach status. That's why I don't like. Sometimes you see erusin translated as engagement or kiddush engagement. I mean, it's not wrong, but it's wrong the way engagement is used in American culture today. Okay, American giving of the ring. If we do that's a real engagement. If they decide to break up after that point, they're going to get. They have to give a get. Okay. Whereas today, it's a couple, sometimes people break off an engagement. Okay, it happens. Hopefully, they'll both find somebody else. And everyone will live happily ever after. But they don't need a get, they don't need anything. Okay, there was no halachic status, just like by American, there was no status between them. So, if she's nisarmelo, she became widow, like nisarmelo is another word for almona, nisarmelo, became a widow, onis garsha, bein min harusin, bein min sukun, go as a kol. Okay? She still collects that extra amount. Imagine the scene, right? A couple's getting married. So he promises to give her, I don't know, $1 million, whatever. Tremendous mea money. He's only going to get money. He's going to give her a lot of money. Okay, a lot of money. But they never end up living together as husband and wife because he suddenly had a heart attack and died or he decided to break it off. So does she collect that extra? Is in a question, the case in the Mishnah? Does she collect that extra money? So the Mishnah says yes, But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no. Min ha-nisuin goves hakol. But min ha-erisim suin gov masayim amon amonet. That's only true after the nisuin. Then she collects everything. And after Mina, by the way, because his yorshin, his family, they don't want to give her. They're, you know, they're really married, right? They don't want to give her the extra. She's entitled to the extra if Mina, if the nisuin. But Mina Rusin, if the death or the divorce with Mina Erisin, then she only gets the regular amount. Why? Shelo kosavlo ela almanas lekomsa. Why did he give her this extra money? Because he wants to be with her. He wants to live with her. Never got to live with her. If it happened to be an Erusin, okay. If the divorce or the death was after the Erusin, before the Nisun, he never slept with her. Never lived with her. His husband and wife. So then the Arshim will argue. What do you mean? He only gave her the extra money in anticipation of living together. Right. That's the mission. As Rashi says in 48, that Subas is the mission. Subas and Dalvi. Shelo kosavlo tosefas the midaito. He decided to add the Tosefes. Ella Almanas the Kamsa to bring her in, right? They never lived together. If they lived together after Nisun, okay, so now he's got to pay the extra. It's very too bad he decided to get divorced then, or it's certainly too bad the guy died then, but she's entitled to that money. But if the heir is him, not. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara in that Mishnah, on Nun Vav Manala, 49, asked the following question. Boy Rav Ashi, Nichneso Lechupa, Upirsa Nida, Mahu. Okay? Let's say it was not Mina Erisin, it's Nichnasu Lechupa. But she became a Nida. Okay? She became a Nida, and then he died. Right? Look at Rashi. Pirsa Nida, Mahu, according to Elazar ben Azariah, right? According to Elazar ben Azariah, who is Mechalik, between whether the divorce or the death happened, and all that's spoken of death. Okay? Not to be morbid, but let's say he died after the Nisuin. Died after the Nisuin, so she's entitled to collect the tzuba and all the extra he promised. But if after the erusin, no, because he says in Elazar ben Azariah, they only did it, he only gave her that. I'm an ass, and the understanding that they're going to be able to live together. So the Gemara asks, what happens if they did enter the chuppah taka? Okay, they went to the Nisuin. Not after the erusin, the Nisuin. Okay, but he didn't end up being able to sleep with her because she became a nida. And as Rashi says, upirish men umeis, right, the Baal died. So then the question is, mahu. Okay, what's the status then of that extra money? Im tim tzalomach kibas chupa kone. Okay, if you're telling me that what's kone for her, this extra money, is chupa de chazya labia, a chupa that's ruuya for them to live together as husband and wife, to have intimacy together. But av a chupa de lo chazya labia lo. But a chupa was not chazya labia, wasn't royal labia, because she was a nida. So they couldn't live together. So that moment of that chupa, they never were able to consummate the marriage, so to speak. Okay? So then no. Odilma lo shan. The Gemara says take it. Okay? Now, what there's really is the way that what I want to point out here, again, it's a practical nafkamina, we're going to see it to Makokas and Kadapasla. What does the Gemara mean? Okay? Is the Gemara discussing it's only a local din? In other words, let's put it this way. Does the Gemara mean that a chuppah which is not ro'i labia doesn't count? Is that what the Gemara means? That it doesn't count? Okay, because the only thing that counts is a chuppah or a ro'i labia. Or no, the chuppah counts. The Gemara, it's a local question. Does she get that extra money that was promised? You follow what I'm saying? Is the Gemara take when take is your machmir? Okay, take her machmir. So we're going to say that she doesn't get it. But why does she get it? Because it doesn't count as a chuppah? Or no, it counts as a chuppah, but she doesn't get that extra money. The Rambam, look at that, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Halacha Beit. Kevan shenichnas arusa lechuppah, harezu muteres lo lovo ala b'chol eshiyitza, var ishu gmur lechol dover. When we shikonas lechuppah, nikres nesuah. The Rambam considers, when you go into the chuppah, that's called nesuah, good. Afal pi shalom nivala, even though they didn't yet have relations. She's considered fully his wife, but they could have relations. They didn't yet, but they could have relations. Theoretically, they could have relations. Okay? Aval im haison nida. Says the Rambam, haison nida. Af alpi shenichnas alachopa nisiacharima lo gomru hanisuin. Maharei ukarusa dai. Okay? she remains in the status of being an arusa. In other words, the nisuin don't count. Okay, the chuppah doesn't count because it's not a chuppah haru'uya lebiya. You with me? That's the Rambam says. Not just she doesn't collect that extra money in case anyone's promised. Look at the lecture of Rambam. Im haisa nida, this is part yud of the chesisha lacha base 51. Avim haisa nida. Af al pi shenichnis al chuppah v'nisyachirma lo gamar nisuin. Baharei karusa dai. She's still in the status of Erisin. Nafka minis, whatever the nafka minis are for. Okay, but the nisuin didn't go into effect. That's the Sheikh Zaramah. So, this could be the Rambam of Shitasa. Because the Rambam, as we saw, says that Nida is what? Is an erva. Okay, that's an erva, it's not a chuppah rilamiyah, it's not a sleep in an erva. So the Rambam is saying that there's no. That there's no nisun. Nisun is invalid or incomplete at this point because she's an erva at this moment. The Rambam Shitaso, and therefore it's no good. Take a look in the Rush in Ksubas Parakei, and that same. It's not that daf in Ksubas. The Rush in Ksubas Parakei Simavol. Cost of a Rambam Zal, okay. Parakas Simav Chazish. We just read it. Mishikikanas the Chupa Nikras Nisu Afal Pisholni Vol. Who should they really be? Avim Haisa Nida, Avim Shnechas Bulu, Nizamra, Logom Nisun, Adayim Bari Karusa. Adayim, good. Now, where did the Rambam get this from? So says the Rosh, Venire, Shadik Dekzem, Ehach Teshmaitim, our Gemara here in Tzubas. Okay? Again, as we know, the Rambam, to the consternation of some of his critics, never prints where he got his source from. But the Rosh says he must have gotten it from this Gemara that we saw before, Ehach Teshmaitim, Umeforish Kach, In Tim Selum, Achivas Chupas Kone, Chut, Chibas chupa de chazil abiyah mikra chupa odilma lo shna but also b'teiko hilchach law de chupa. Like I explained to you before, the Rambam learns that sug in Tzubas Nunvav as saying that the chupa by definition must be ru'uy labiyah chazil abiyah, and since the Gemara had a teiko, okay, the Gemara had the chupa have to be chazil abiyah or not teiko, and therefore machmir hilchach law of a chupa. And therefore, the Rambam says it doesn't count. That's what the Rosh assumes, that the Rambam learns in this sugya. Says the Rosh, with caution. The Maishna, the Bar of Asher, Chupa, the Hacha, Amailo, Baila, Masisin, the Eina, Ishu, Chalas, but Truma, Ishu, the Chalas, the Chupa. Why don't we find, if that's the case, okay, that the Rambam understands this sugya as not being a local question about that extra Tosefis money, whether she's entitled to it or not, but a general din by Chupa. Why don't we find the Gemara asked the exact same question by another? There's another distinction between Erisin and Nisuin. If a lady marries a Kohen, a woman marries a Kohen, so she's, even though she's not from a Kohen family, she's allowed to eat Truma. But only starting when? After Nisuin, not after Erisin. So says the Rosh, so that's a mission, the fourth line of the Rosh. The Ein Ho Isha Ochelet V'Truma Achet Kohen Zuchopo. The Gemara should have asked, well, Nichlas al Chuppah, person need the Mao, should talk about Chuma. The Gemara should have asked that same question. If the girl's in need at the time of the Chuppah, and she's marrying a Kohen, can she eat Chuma right away? Or no? It's why did the Gemara ask that question? According to the Rambam, it's really the same thing, right? V'chein b'kol makom, shenitzko al Chuppah v'shas, matzil imboi, hach bayis Chuppah's nida, hach b'chuppah ilav. And therefore, says the Rosh, on the doctic b'shmu zu, Yavin the pshita lay the chuppas need to have a chuppah. No, says the Rosh. Chuppas need to is a chuppah. It counts. Ela de boyle, it's just this Gemara here in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. Ela de boyle in Tim Tzalom the Rezav is Ayin Zochso Mechibas Chuppah below Bia Chuppas need a mouth. It means chuppah is chayz abia in the mistamia al chuppah the chayz abia kasev lo chuppah lo chayz abia afal gav the chuppah so chuppah lo kasev lo adai to the chuppah shenu labia. It's a question. What did he have in mind when he wrote or he promised her this extra money? It's a local question and not a general question. In other words, we want to know that even though the chuppah counts, that there's never any doubt about. The question is, does it have to be a chuppah rulabia in order to obligate him to pay what this extra money? Okay, that's the question. According to the Rosh, you understand? And the Rosh concludes, and he said, therefore, and we assume, says the Rosh, that chuppas need the counts, and that's a rov rishon hold, not like this Rambam, okay? Okay? if we have a chuppah, it comes up. I've been as a rabbi myself, but sometimes it's rarer today again because the caliph take these medications, so on too. But it could happen nonetheless. Well, a couple of cases it did happen. So nobody knows about it. We don't tell anybody. You know. But basically, we make all the brichas. We make the shema brachas. We have a regular. Wedding. Okay, no one in the audience knows anything. The only thing is about ena nichneses imo l'seisa. They don't go into a yichudim together. So what do they do? So again, everyone dances over there. There's somebody arranging a dance. Somebody goes into the room. Somebody's there. Okay, you know, someone else is in the room at the time, or whatever. They don't know. They don't lock the door. There's another way. Whatever. Some other way that the whole 600 people at the wedding don't have to know. Why she should be embarrassed. So he'd be embarrassed. Therefore, we keep it private. But Lamaisa says the Rosh, they don't go with the Yichud together, okay, because Taka not Roy Labia. Okay, but it doesn't impact the wedding. We say Sheva Brach and everything else. That's how the Rosh writes. So this could be real, it's conceivable, that this is a practical enough to mean that the Shiloh with the Nida, the Rambam is insistent, right, that we saw that Nida is one of the Arayas. So if Nida is one of the Arayas, then Taka the Chuppah is in a Roy Labia. Okay? And forget about this Gemara with the Tosefta's Tzuba. The Rosh assumed that's where the Rambam got it from. But maybe the Rambam didn't get it from there. Maybe the Rambam got it from his insistence that chup, that neither is Erva. And therefore you can't be with Erva. It's not worth of being. And therefore it's no good. The chup is no good. Okay, then maybe that's the Rambam Shita. Whereas the other Rishonim will hold it. No, it's not Erva. Okay, so then the chup is going to be good anyway. It's not worth of being. Maybe that's enough to me. Just to show you a couple of other Shitas, the Rif. Ksubas and Chof Beis and Beis in his pages on this sugya seems like the Rambam based on this sugya. Boy Rav Oven. Nichtos Chupa Lo Nivol Amal Chibas etc. Upashtina the Chibas Chupa Kona and Boy Rav Ashi. What if he died etc. Anyway, it's a take a look at the riff. Right, the last three words. Chof Beis and Beis in pages riff and Ksubas. Hilchoch Ein Kona. That's like the Rambam. Okay. Well, you can see it like the Rambam. Anyway, okay. You can say the whole Chupa is not Kona unless it just means not Kona that money. The Rad. On the riff, okay, the run on that daf of Beis and Beis, and not on the riff. In Ksubis, where Hilton and Kona came, which are causing a riff, it's all stam, Mashi and Kona Shundabo, Lol Yarshov, Lol Tomachin, because of Ramah. The run understands the riff is like the Ramah. Okay, that the Chup is simply not Kona. Okay, and he quotes that the same Ramah. Okay, but he writes again, like the Rosh, Adobet Taimah. The came of the Kamel of Ivomus, the Yesh Chup of Psula, the Chup is Nigel, Lama, Tikna. No, that Gemara is a local din. It's not Kona the Tosefes Tzuba, but for everything else it counts. Okay. Anyway, so it's a Machlokes Rishonim. However, the Rambam certainly can be l'shita so that he does the erva, and therefore, even though kiddushin works, okay, kiddushin works. Even the Rambam admitted that. Why? Because kiddushin is what? There's a kosa. Usehi nida salah. Usehi is a lashon. Havaya for Kiddushin. So Kiddushin are Tovsin. Good. The Rambam admits that Kiddushin are Tovsin. Okay? But Nisuin is not. Okay? But the Rosh and the Ran maybe hold that Nid is not an Arab anyway. Therefore, Chuppah Nid is called. That's impossible enough. They look at the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? This is important to point it out. Minchas Chinuch is in Parsha Zemor. It's a Reish Tzadi Hei and Reish Tzadi Bo, which has together in Os Chof Aleph. He says, Hinei Arav Mechaber Hei Vishita Shekol Shekiddushin Tovsin Eina Bechal Arayas. Okay? But I will need the Chiv Kores and Bechal Arayas. Neither is like Bechal Arayas. I don't know if to read it. I don't know if you saw it. It just says that neither is Bechal Arayas. And it's exerts a cost of the condition of Tolson. Maybe not in soon. I also printed, look, 2056, Velvel Salvechik. Okay? That's the conclusion of Riz. It's Zev Valevi. That's Salvechik's uncle. Right? Salvechik, the Rav, Yeshabeh Salvechik, and Halavacha had. His father was named Moshe Salavechik, who preceded him here in YU. Okay? He died relatively young, in the only 60s, Moshe Salavechik. He took over for his father at the end of the yeshiva, 1941, I think it was. So, Moshe Salavechik passed away. Moshe Salavechik was older. He had a younger brother called Yitzhak Zev, Halevi Salavechik. They called him Velvel. Zev is a wolf. Velvel in Yiddish, a little wolf. So, a lot of people were named Zev. Sometimes called Velvel. So he's called the Velvel. They call him the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, because he took over for his father in Brisk. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu was old, they'd already moved away. But anyway, so we have Chidushim from Rav on the Rambam. In the back, there are letters. It's on the Rambam, it follows the Rambam. We've all seen it. In the right, I don't know what to call that. In the back, there are letters. Okay, some of the letters were written to his nephew, we call the Rav. Doesn't identify him, it's safe. You know, the Rav is the first return of YU, and so on, for one time, anyway. Still persona non grata in certain circles, okay. So therefore, they didn't want to know. How many guys didn't know about all this? Probably not. They've heard of it a little bit, about, you know, but you know, people didn't want to acknowledge him and so on and so forth. They believed he was university educated, this and that. So there's some letters in the back. I'm not sure if this is one. This is the very back. I'm not sure if this is one letters in the rubber or not. He's talking about neither. He just mentioned an interesting distinction. He says, the typical Brisker style, so it'd be interesting to put it in. Okay? You know, that the Nida lo rak the tafsi with Kedushin, ragam be ikur isur ve etzem a chefze shal a lo dami le shara rayas. Okay? He's saying that in essence, okay, in essence, just to, you know, the Briskers always want to define things precisely. So in essence, if she's not like shara rayas. Okay? He's not weighing in on whether it's begedda erba, not begedda erba. Even if it is begedda, it's not like shara rayas or chai velav. The ain isur shayach tchal lilikuchen v'nisun. From the fact that the kedushin counts, maybe the nisun counts like rov, not like rava. Okay, it's a different type of animal, so to speak. It's a different category. Okay, rak ma'ase habia b'shaita asur. What's the nature of anida? Anida that what's asur is the ma'ase. It had nothing to do with kedushin and nisun. In essence, what's usur is a maisa bia. Okay, the isser is an isser bia. Okay, and not an isser marriage. An erva, a regular erva. Again, he's not weighing in whether it's one of the arayas or just an exception. Is it one of the arayas an exception or it's not one of the arayas? I'm just saying, he's crystallizing that there's a fundamental difference between neither on one hand the other arayas. By the other arayas, it's not just an isser bia. Okay, it's not an isser bia. The kedushin are in tofsin, there's no yachas between them. Masheno came by, and he's talking about this in regards to Yibam, then he rak maisa bivishat asura, kavur Rambam, okay, and he has other dina, but Bashara Rayas, it's different. So, anyway, just a practical, kind of like a precise, that neither is an Isser Bir. It's Isuri Bir, but Rambam talks about Hilkos Nida, Hilkos Isuri Bir. That's the essence of a Nida. Okay? Just a little bit different, where a full, a regular Arva is a broader thing. Okay. Yeah. I agree. It sounds more like it's not an error. I would agree with that. Right. But yeah, I hear. I'm falling short of saying it. I didn't see the Mishnah said that. But it could be. Could be. All right. Here's another. So we had a few nafkaminas, Kedushin, Tovsin, Mamzer issue, the Nemonis issue, Chupar Ulabia issue. Okay, now let's come to a, hopefully no one has to deal with it, but another practical possible difference, and here it's a real halakha l'maaseh, so you'll be happy, yeah.
But it still doesn't
matter. Right, because even if it's not erva, okay, I'm sorry, even if it is erva, it's an exception to the rule, right? But I'm suggesting that the Rambam, who insists that it is erva, that's why he says Kupar will be is no good. Kupar Shen will be is no good. The other Rishonim, you're right, they could say that it is erva, but there's an exception. It's like, it's easier to say that it's not erva. I think. So it's impossible. But here's another real aspect. So we know the Torah tells us in Parshas Achrimos, the very same Parsha with all the Arayas, famous Pasuk, Perikir Ches Pasuk Hei Vayikra, Ushmaritam Eskukusavish Mishpotai Shayasa Oso Adam V'chai Vohem Ani Hashem. The mitzvahs of the Torah were given to live by, not to die by. Okay? So therefore, the halacha is that if you were threatened with death, if you don't violate any mitzvah of the Torah, you violate any mitzvah of the Torah. Not only threatened with death in terms of some outside threat, some, you know, some whatever, some trying to either convert or whatever, but even if there's illness. So that's why we know, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody's sick on Yom Kippur, of course he eats, or drives to the hospital on Shabbos or whatever. Okay? Because, Pikuach Nefesh, wins, with the exception of three things. Amar B'Yochanan, Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalam Al-Alef. Amar B'Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yehud Tzadok. Nimnu V'gomu Ba'aliyas Beis Nitze B'Loy. Rashi doesn't put it on, Nitze Shem Eish. The rabbis got together in the attic, on the second floor, second story of this house in Lud, before there was an airport there, so you had this guy that lived there and had the house with second stories. They got together in his house and he said, "Kol averes shebetorah in omer la'adam avor ra'al tarei." If someone says either violated and you won't, if you violate, you won't get killed. So enachanam yavor ra'al tarei. Chutz me, the big three, the three so-called cardinal sins: orzar, gilarayah, shukas damim. Good. How do we know yavor ba'al yarei? So Rashi said, because 59, yavor ba'al yarei, v'chai ba'em v'lo shi'amas ba'em. Right? But mitzvahs were not given to die for, mitzvahs were given to live by them. So therefore, if you're going to have to violate Shabbos, or eat treif, or eat chametz on Pesach, or whatever the issue is, you violate it rather than let yourself be killed. Okay? Except for those three. Now, the Rambam, Hilchos Surah Biya, Parakof Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says an important thing. Going to play and what we're going to get into now. Because the question is now, well, again, where does Nida fit in here? If Nida is an erva, then it's like any other Gila Arayas. And if you have to violate it, you can't violate it. It's Gila Arayas. You're hurt by the other. If Nida is not really the category of Arayas, then you'd be allowed to sleep with Nida, or as we see in just a moment, for Pekuch Nefesh, as opposed to a regular error. Okay? So that's a big difference. Unless you argue that it's an exception. But anyway, it's certainly a practical difference. Let's see. The Rambam tells us an important din, Parakaf Aleph Aleph Aleph, it's his opinion. Kol abo al erba min arayis derech evorim. O shechobak o chidek noshak derech taiva. The nana bekir bosa. What if I had a relationship, an intimate or a physical relationship with one of the arayas, but they didn't actually sleep together. Okay? They had a galabal, everyone arayas, derech evorim. You know, holding hands, making out, whatever the term will be. Right? He hugged her, he kissed her, derech taivuk. Okay? Venena bekir boser, and they had pleasure of this physical contact. But they didn't actually have intercourse. So hareza lokim in hatorah. Okay? Hareza lokim in hatorah. You get malchus, because they didn't actually sleep together. There's no beer. Shenema, revilti asos michukos hatoivos. Shenema, lo sikrivu lagos erba. Magic words, lo sikrivu. Don't even come close. Okay, klomar lo sikru ledvarm. I may be in the day gila erba. Don't do things that lead to, you know, call foreplay, whatever, that lead to gila erba. Right? That's the Rambam. So, but now the Rambam holds, therefore, that we call negia. Okay, negia is a derisa with an erba. With an erba. Gives the rice. It's not a few cards, sleep together, but physical contact in a loving and intimate fashion. Here's a point to Rama, also with the rice, you get malchus for it. Okay, that's Nagia. You know, I mean, the term Shomer Nagia is a relatively new term. There's no such thing as Shomer Nagia. You know, I'm not Shomer Nagia. Oh, okay, then you can do it. No, you can't. You can't just say, oh, I'm not Shomer Nagia. And then that makes everything okay. There's no such thing. You know, a choice to be shomer negiah. No, that's an issue. Right? Anyway, you know, but you don't say the person is shomer shabbos. I'm not shomer shabbos. Oh, then go ahead and drive. No problem. No, still chavos. What? Say it again. The Rambam says minat Torah. Well, he didn't say that. I didn't say that. He said erva. But l'shitaso that includes erva, and that would have major ramifications, obviously today. Okay, because you have a couple that's going, it's not an erva. It's not a regular erva. It's not a sister. It's not an incestuous relationship. And then a guy and a girl. She's a regular average girl, 17 or whatever, isn't either. Why? Even if she's not an either right now, but she didn't go to the mikveh. Right? So the neither status stays. Yeah. So you have to read the whole Gemara. So I didn't quote it. Rashi tells us, the common yalafah. Okay, if you want to see it, it's an important sukkah. If you have a moment, Ayin Dal and Aleph there in Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes on to show how they have a whole limud by those two in succession. Okay? Say it again? You had to? Well, no, because Gila Arayas is what? No, because not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay? The Gemara, without going into detail, the Gemara says, well, the reason why, let's say, by murder, means I can't murder someone else. Umar has a sword. My husband, who says your life worth more than his? Sometimes I'll tell you, shoot him, or I'm going to shoot you. You can't shoot him. Who says your blood is lying with Mara? Who says your blood is better than his blood, right? Who says your life is more? You can't kill somebody else just to preserve your own life. Okay, why would you want to do that? Then the Gemara has, because they were shown that it connects a psukim by a woman being raped. Anyway, it wouldn't shed light on the big issue. Take a look, we're not. Right, whatever. If you hold it, neither is an ox, yes, for sure. It's well, again, the pasuk talks about a woman you're not allowed to sleep with. That's what it's talking about. The woman you're not allowed to have a relationship with. Now, that's what I'm saying. That's why this is a nafkamina, whether neither is an erva or not. If you hold neither is an erva, it includes neither. Okay, if you don't, then it doesn't. That's exactly my point here. All right, the Rambam, and now we're seeing not only actually sleeping with, but actually touching. According to the Rambam, you're not be allowed to touch physically in a loving fashion, right? In an intimate or sexual fashion. You're not allowed to touch a woman. It'll be the Raisa. I have to tell you, I should have printed the Ramban in his service of his disagrees, holds only the Ramban. Okay? But we'll discuss that another time. Okay, we'll discuss it. You know, we're going to see as we progress, certain things are going to come up again and again. Okay, but what I'm interested in right now is this Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim, it's in Reishon and Beit. Trumas Hadeshim is a Rishon, so it's a line. So we have Shavuos Hatshuvos, Trumas Hadeshim. The Chidor writes that there's a tradition that many of the Shavuos in Trumas Hadeshim, he asked himself, meaning he printed the Talocha in a question and answer format. So he wasn't asked, not that he was asked the Shavuos, he raised the Shavuos and he gave his answer. Okay, that's what it says in the Chidor. The Chidor was one of the great Sfardi poskim. Chidor was named Rosh Hateis. Chaim Yosef David Azulai. Azulai remains to this day a big Sfardi kind. Chidor lived in the 1700s. So he wrote many Sfardi. Okay, and he also did a lot of research into previous Tamei Chachamim. He wrote a work, for example, called Shem HaGedolim, where he goes through all the Sfardim and all the Gedolim up until his time. It tells you a little bit about each one. What Shem is available. I don't know. Get it in Switzerland. Shem HaGedolim. So he writes in his entry on the Shemus Hadeshim, he writes that he did a lot of, he traveled all over. He don't travel. Somewhere he saw, but he traveled all over. And he wrote many Sfarim. The Sfarim had many, a lot of, there's a tradition to name, you pick a name for your Sefer, you're working your own name somehow, right? So he had three names. Chaim, those are doubles. You get a lot of Sfarim. Some of his Sfarim have Chaim. His Tshuvas are called Chaim Shah. Okay, his comment on Shulchan Aruch is called Birka Yosef. And something else. They dub it. I mean, he uses all his names. But anyway, so he suggested, because the Tshuvas Hadesh and Simon Reish Nun Beis, listen to this now. Shayla. Isha Shicholo, a woman who's sick, Berotza Baila Ligaba, and her husband wants to have physical contact with her, Kedei L'Sham Shema, to help her out. You know, Lakimo, Lashkibo, Lasompa, you know, move around, help out of bed, help into bed, whatever. Shore Osir, Mutter Osir. Okay? So, says the, someone said, that's true. Yeroa, the Osir League of Akilavat Spectani, can't touch at all. Even though we said, you had other sources that indicate that Asher of the Rosh, Kosa Bichuva, the Imhu Chole, the Aim Yisham Shenu, Zulosa Mutarasu Sham Shenu, we have a tshuva about the reverse case. Well, the husband was sick. He was sick. And there's no one else to handle, to serve him and so on, to take care of his needs. Mutaris Hashem Shenu, it's mutar for her to serve him. But you have to be very careful. But she shouldn't wash his face, you know, when you're rubbing and you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, about Tzos Hamita, and then putting him in bed and fixing the bed. Okay. But Mehocha and Mashma Bashari, therefore I might think the same thing with the other way around, where she's sick, he could do it too. The stomach coming to Mataris, the Shamshan, so Amnam, Nucha Lomar, first of all, maybe that only means Shimush below Nagia. Maybe what that source allows is serving him, meaning you can bring him food, you can bring him tissues, whatever, below Nagia without touching. Kagon, Lahosu, Dogam Yodo, Yodo, certain Archon, you can pass something from hand to hand, or certain other things. And even if you want to argue that no, it means even physical contact, like Kimo, Lashkimo, Sampo, Mishum delav mila dechibaninu, because that's not a, remember the Rambam's lotion? That's not a loving, you know, I'm helping somebody, helping somebody move. That's not a hug, it's not an embrace, in a loving fashion. Okay? But, he said, mikol makom, you can't, on the sixth line, mikol makom, ein lilo het nisham, that is the item. The yeshoma dafka kishahu chole, vehi bria shari. It's only mutter when he's sick and she's healthy. Why? Because came in the chole who lekel amecha shehergal aveir, they need some is gabrielo, neshatosha kokas. He's sick, so he's not going to want to have, he's not going to have the energy or the strength to have sex relations. Okay? And for the men, you know, enosh miskasha, okay, the aver doesn't get hard, alo yitzono, main derech the sabbos b'choyo, lehergal. But for her, lehergal yidol lo chayshina. But the other way around, I'm sorry, in that case, we're not worried. Okay, because she's not going to saddle with him. She sees he's weak. He's not able to have sex at that point. He's not physically strong enough. All right? But if she's sick, you know, the husband's desire is different. As you all know, the male desire, you know, the sexual is very powerful. And therefore, she's a little sick. Okay, so she's going to come. You know, but who worry? We're afraid. She'll be, if I send her, you'll talk her into it, or, you know, whatever. Okay, alright, that's what he says. Anyway, so he makes that distinction. Look at the last couple of lines. Alma the ain hergal aver telebokan. Look at the last two lines. The chain hadik echad magadolam shingoro, the isha chola ubaila rofe, even if the husband's a doctor, she's sick, also the mashish or defek. Or don't forget, it's a pulse. Can't take a pulse. And there's a hold the hand. Pulse. I can't take a pulse. And came kosher in the didan the mishush mishla devik lav derchiba el derech umnos and so on to go to. That's the chumas hadesh. So the Beis Yosef here in our day Hilchos Nidah, which we'll get to later. We get up to that siman, but I said we'll see things a few times. Look at siman kuf tzariyeh, Otsin Zayin in the Beis Yosef 62. Beis Yosef writes bechasam od b'chumas hadesh b'shem galechad the ishta nida chola ubayla rofa also a mashal devik that they take the pulse measure a pulse v'nir b'dvar. Shafilu kisha ain rofe zulo so osir. Even though the doctor didn't do it, it's still osir. Okay? And he quotes Gamachus Ramban. I couldn't find it, but he says Gamachus Ramban, Sim Kovzan, osir aval, the Mashiach Dovak Ishto, Nida Valfavish, Osir, Shela Hoy, Vishayish, Shom, Rof Machir, Ramban, or someone other, the world of the doctors there, whatever. Okay? Yeah. However, look what he says. At the end of the third line, Umiyu, says the Beis Yosef, Ima Choli Mesukan. Okay? That's talking about stop, the person's sick. Not on the deathbed. Not a life and death. They've got the flu. You know, whatever. It's not life and death. Aval, miu. Imacholi misupan. But if it's a dangerous illness, it's a life and death type of illness. The ain shom rov, no other doctor available. Mashman tells me, the sharm yishum pekuot nefesh. Mashman rabban, it's mutter yishum pekuot nefesh. In other words, that which the Chumash Hadesh was talking about, and the Beis Yosef is quoting him, that's talking about, she says, it's not feeling well. She's bedridden, she has the flu, okay? But it's not, she's going to die from it. So, but if it's Mischol and Mesukah, then it's Mutter Mishmukut Nefesh. Ella, however, the Ikula Mabel, that could be because the Ramban, and he quotes the source, Basogo so safe, Ramitas, Losar, so shouldn't give more. I probably should have printed it, but it doesn't matter, Beis Yosef quotes it. That's because he holds the Savar de Negias Nida Eina Asur El Midarbana. Like I told you before, according to Ramban, okay, touching a Nida is only Asur Midarbana. So therefore, Avada, in a case of Chol Mesukan, of course, he can touch her. Avol right? HaRamban, but according to the Ramban, in Parakaf Alav Halacha Aleph, we quoted above in Source 60, the Negias Erva Asur Midarbana Hachol is this one. Av Alpi Sheyesh bo pikuach nefesh, efsher the aser mishum dehavi abizra degil arayas. Abizra means abizra. You heard of that? Abizra. Abizra means kind of like it's not real gil arayas because here because it's not really being done in a loving fashion, but it, maybe it's abizra. The tzarach here. Wow. So listen to this at the 21 after midnight. The Beis Yosef is saying that according to the Rambam, now he is bunching together a number of assumptions. But he says it's Sarhiyah. Okay, but I mean he says Efshar the Asr, even in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. To the life threatening illness, no one else take care of her. Well, nothing to do about it. It's Yahar by Yavor. Now, as I said, There are a number of assumptions which the Beis Yosef makes here. Okay? One assumption is that Negia is of Israel. Real Gilei Arayos is what? Sexual intercourse. Real Gilei Arayos is when they sleep with Bia. The question is just touching that of Israel. Okay? There's a second assumption that the requirement to give up your life rather than violate Gilei Arayos is not only by actual Gilei Arayos but of Israel also. That's also an assumption he makes. And you can argue, and in Hanami, the Negiah is of Israel, but the Hargah Yavor is all about actual Bia. But the Beis Yosef said, if you're going to be Machmer, quote unquote, right, and say that Efshad the Usher, even in case of people Nefesh, that the Beis Yosef, there are a few assumptions that he's making. Sometimes I'm just spelling it out for you, right? He's saying, number one, that the Negiah is considered of Israel. Okay? Number two, you have to be Moshe Nefesh of Israel. Okay? Number three, that Nida is Bichal Erba. If Nida is not Bichal Erba, then they talk about here. Okay, so there you have enough community. Right? Here you have this Beis Yosef, again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention about a Chol HaMesukah. But this Beis Yosef, when he brings up the Chol HaMesukah and says maybe it's Usher, that doesn't get off the ground if Nida is not an Erba. If Nida is not an Erba, and it's just a regular Isser, okay, so then there's no Erba Yavar. And therefore, of course, you can do whatever you want. You can pick her up, or you know, all these things. In a case, we can whatever, certainly.
The Ramban
could hold it as erba, but he holds the Gia is only Rabban. The Gia even by regular erba. The Gia by his sister is also erba. The Ramban holds the Gia is a lo sikrubu. There's no drusha. It's a Rabban.
It's not. I mean, the Gia in general has the erba.
No, I don't think so, because Ramban says about other rayas too, not just by Nigi. Ramban says a general rule that Nigi is not like Mia. Nigi is Rabbana. Even in the case of a real era, even in the case of Amal Pliga, that's terrible. I don't think it would tell us anything. Okay? Well, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, so here you have an Afkamina, the Beis Yosef believes that it's Tzarchia, right? But his Tzarchia doesn't get off the ground if you don't believe that Nigi is in the category of Erba, right? Case of the man with his wife, and she didn't eat them so much, she's sick. Okay, what do you mean? Of course it's mutter. Okay, because it's people nefesh. And even if you hold Nida is there, but you have to have these other things that even if it's not derechiva, it's still a problem, even if it's of Israel, even if you have to give your life. Okay. So in the Shulchan Aruch, we look in some Kuv Tzariyeh, Sif Tezayim, same symbol. You're there and you're in the Hilkos Nida. Isha Chola Behni Nida. Look how he paskins. Asur lebaila ligabra kidei l'shamsha kidon lakima ulashkiva l'samcha. Again, physical, moving her, pick her up, find her down in the bed, and so on. Now, the Ramah says, okay, the Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Omrim, the Ein Lovishi Shamshana Mutter Rekol. Okay? And the Chenogim Tzicha Harbel Akakav. It's a real case. It's a real Kedusha Nefesh. Tzicha Harbel Akakav. Mamash Nefesh. Okay. Now, again, can you redayek how the Beis Yosef? It's not unique to the Beis Sukkara holds like the Rambam. That's par for course, right? You know that the way he writes, right? In the Chaber, when he writes in the Beis Yosef, he writes in the Shulchan Aruch to decide how to paskin. You know what I'm talking about? It's important to know. Shulchan Aruch generally will paskin. He considered the basic. Yosef Karo considered that the three primary poskim among the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And he said, when there's a machlokas, he's going to go with the best two out of three. Okay? And so when there's a machlokas, he'll follow, he'll pass by the majority of those. Now, the deck is stacked in favor of Sardin, because the Rif and the Rambam are both Sardin, the Rosh Ashkenazi, that's okay. Yosef Karo is also Sardin. So that's what we follow. The Ramah will often comment. Ramah will bring in Rashi and Tosus, or Tam. You know, he's not. You're not so convinced it's only those three. Very often, the Chaber, even when he doesn't paskin like the Rambam, will bring the Rambam as the Yesh Omrim. Even if the Rambam's, the Rif and the Rosh agree, and therefore the Beis Yosef, you know, paskins the other way, he will quote the Rambam as the Yesh Omrim. So it's not so strange that the Beis Yosef Karo here seems to identify Nida as Erba. Okay, the Ramah who argues and says Yesh Omrim that it's okay. The Ramah argues doesn't necessarily disagree that Nida is Erba. Okay, it could be that Nida is an Erba. Okay, maybe holds that Negiah is not, you know, considered of Israel. Or even if he does, maybe there's no chiv to give you your life. Okay? Or even if he does, it's not their chiv. You know what I mean? Any of the other assumptions, maybe that's why the Ramah disagreed. So we can't tell you that the Ramah, just because he doesn't seem to be so strict, we can't tell you it's because he disagrees that he's an error. Maybe he does, and he rejects one of the other assumptions. All right, next page, let's finish up here. Sivri Yud Zayin. Ibala Rofa Osam Mashal Defek. Okay? You can't take her pulse. Ramor writes, Hagoa, Ulufim Mashal Kasab, the Nogan Hetin, Tzvichal of the Mashal Zwa, Kolshake, the Mutal Mashal Defek, Yemain Rofa Achor, Tzvichal of the Yisra, Konam Bechol, and so on and so forth. Again, so that's the Machal to Machal Ramor. The Machaber seems to have to hold, like the Ramam, that neither is Erba. Otherwise, the whole Homer is going to the ground. The Ramor could agree. And he just disagrees with any other assumptions. Okay, with me? The Shach. Over there, it's in Kof, it's Kof, it's in Kof. Umilu, Miu, Imachol, Mesukran, Ve'ein, Shomrofen, Mashmach, Tzatz, Bibi, Chuvus, Arman, he quotes like the Beis Yosef said, Mashmach, Arman, that it's allowed. Okay? But that could be, Ela, the Yishom, Ela, Tamei, also, that's the Ramah, Tamei, the Sula, the Gias, Nid, the Enel, of Darbonim, Ava, the Rambam, the Gias, Eva, Sumer, Torah, Hochaf, Apishish, Bukul, Nefesh, Efshu, the Osmer, Shom, the Zrach, it's okay, I'll come up with Beis Yosef. The Cain Kosov, Ayin, Tezayin, says, Ateres, Zohar. That's the Lavush of Mordechai Yaffa was his name, and he wrote a book based on that pasuk. His name is Mordechai. So the pasuk in the Gilas Esther says Mordechai Yosef of Melech the Lavush Malchus the Chelas Vehura Ateres Algoa Veir Shushan Tzava Shmeich. Remember that pasuk towards the end of the Gilas Esther. So his name is Mordechai Yaffa Jaffe. Okay, so he wrote a work where he based his. He wrote different works and different names. So Lavush. Lavush Malchus, he has all these different works called the Lavush. Okay, Lavush Malchus, including Lavush Yerushushan. You know, one is on Yeridei, and the other one is on Choshen Mishpah. His parish on Ranch, Lavush Ha'ora, Yerushushan, Yehuda Ma'isor, whatever. Anyway, so it's called Ateres Zohar. That's one of the two. Mordechai Yatsu, Lavush Malchus, he says, well, Ateres Zohar. So sometimes it's called the Ateres Zohar. Not to be used the Taz without the Ayin. Somebody else. That's where he's over. Somebody else. Anyway, the Shach quotes the Ein Nira, the Vada Afa Rama Lekis the Raisa Kajosa came there. Pavel Kibas Bia. He is willing to acknowledge. The Shach is willing to acknowledge. The Shach is willing to acknowledge that no, it's not Osir, not because Nida is not Erba, but because it's not Derech Chiba. Right? It goes back to that Rambam I showed you in number 60 that it's only when it's Derech Chiba. Okay, and therefore it's not an issue here, and that's why it's mutter. And he writes in the third, fourth line, "V'cheinam in a poshim sherofim Yisraelim imashav shel isha filo ishes ish." Doctors treat women all the time, even if they're also the ishes ish, right? Or neither, whatever. It doesn't matter. We do it, and the only thing he says at the end is the ain sakana also mashav dem kashi neither. But there's no sakana, then the husband shouldn't do it. Okay, that's that. Okay. I printed a Kedusha Dvar in Pesachim Chof Hayam Aleph. Okay. He has a Loshen. That's why just to bring in one last Rishon. Look at the second line of 65. His Loshen is Yonzi Yisrael Shebo Al Achas Min Arayas O Al Hanida. See that in the second line? O Al Hanida. So since he distinguishes, maybe. He holds that he does not in the category of Arias. Okay? And he points us to another case, and that's what I wanted to finish off with. Another Nafkamina. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ein Gimel Aleph. Tanar Abana, famous Gemara also. It's probably the same sugya. Before we looked at Ein Dalet, here's Ein Gimel, with this we finish. Tanar Abana, Echad Harodef Achar Chaveru Lahargo. Remember the din of Rodef? Somebody's chasing after somebody, okay? With intent to hurt to kill him, okay. And so halacha b'achar zochor achar namrosa b'echad b'achar any chayvim misus b'achar chayvim krisus matzilin also b'nafsho. You the third party can save the intended victim, whether it's somebody after him to kill him or for. Homosexual relations, or she's a raper, or a girl, whatever, okay? If it's in the category of Mises Bezin or Krisis, so Matzilin Osom Benavsha. Okay? You're allowed even to kill the rogue. You can save the victim, or the potential victim, Even Menasho, even by killing the other guy, shoot him. Now, if you can just shoot him in the foot, I'll take care of it, fine. But in order to stop him, that's the din of Rodef, right? You all know what I'm talking about. All the din of Rodef. But, continues that more, Amon la Kongoro, Gush, Gush, Monhejo, Ein Matzon, Menasho. But it's a lesser Isser, it's not Chayve Kvisa, it's Chayve Misa. Okay, so then you can't kill the person. Okay. So, and Rashi explains it. So the Gemara there, a little bit later, that was on Gemara, but on Gemara Beis says, Sanhedrin on Gemara says, in 68, Amalei Papa Labai, Amon La Kongoda, what do you mean? Kapogim Le. Okay? It's also a pogrom. Well, why can't you save the life? Save him by taking his life? Well, that's also a degradation, so to speak, of his status. Right? So Amalei, Apigima Rabba, Apigima Rabba, Apigima Zutaloka, Rabban. How big is the Pagam? So Rashi explains, take a look at Ayn base. Rashi explains, Apigima Rabba, 69. Kagon Arias, the Krisus, and Chamuros, Avecharposa Maruba. It's a very stringent Yisurim. Shahavlad Mamzer, and the child will be a Mamzer. Like if you're chasing after a woman to rape her, and she's going to have a baby now because the guy raped her, and the blood is a mom, it's a terrible thing. Okay? And she's considered a zona, means she can't marry a kohen, whatever. Okay? As opposed to the other case, it's just a chalola. So, the blood's going to be a mom, and that will let you save, let the third party save the intended victim to prevent that from happening. Okay? From this Rashi, it looks like neither, what if it's a woman's a neither? What if he's going after the, that would not be a Pagima Rabba. Why? Because the blood would not be a mamzer. So according to that, Rashi, it looks like, again, and this is Pasi and Afkamina, Rode Fahar Nida. Is that the criteria? That's what Rashi said is the criteria. But if the criterion is that it's simply the category of an Arab, so it could be, and we don't know what the Rambam would say, okay, but we'll see the Mechas Chinuch in a second to finish up. But it could be that the Rambam would argue that even if a person's rodef achar nida to sleep with her, you wouldn't be allowed to also save her by what? By killing the attacker. Because it's arayas, that's pagima rabba. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi didn't know it has to be that the vlad is a mamzer. So then nida wouldn't be in the category. So there's another nafkamina where the nida is in the arayas. Now, look at the minchas chinuch, when this will finish, mitzvah tof reish, learned that this is a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. And os tesra, mitzvah tof reish, os tesra. Bine bevur begemar, the echanar, or also echan, Chayve Nisu, Chayve Krisus, Nita Matzim, and Afshut Tzach. You'll finish with Kroch, you'll learn the Alpha Posse. In Cain, Pashut, the Nida, Nami, Bechal Zeh, Du Chayve Krisus, Bechal Arayo, some of whom burst out great. Cain, Kosev Rambam, that early Rambam we saw, who lumps the Nida together with the rest of your eyes, and Parag Dal, and Bechal Surah Bia, the Nida, Bechal Arayo. So if you hold like the Rambam, you hold that Nida is an Erba, then certainly, if the woman's a Nida, so you're allowed to defend, save the victim, even by killing the attacker. And that's Pagim Rabba. Okay, however, some say, and as he says, Varun Khan Kosam Harodev, which we're referring to, Harodev, probably the smart Khan, Varun Khan Kosam Harodev Echad Kolarayas Vadai Nida Bechal. Vadai Nida Bechal. However, he mentioned, according to Rashi, and that Gemara we just saw on Ein Gimel Beis, according to Rashi, you want to rise to Krishna Purusha Vlad Mamzer, then ask his own, but also, in Cain either the Lone, as own, ain't a Vlad Mamzer, so it wouldn't be. Ain't Khan, I'm a Lone, tell us about Afsha. Okay, so that he says the Machokas Rash and Rama. And the Machokas revolves around what question? Whether it is in the category of Erev or not. Okay? The Ram Sos, the Gam Benida, the Incain, the Ram, the same say it is. And the ends, the Minchaskin of the ends, Tarachi in case, I'm not sure. Allah Allah Maisa, the dependent is Machokas, yeah. But this isn't exactly Harvey Abba, this is killing the third party. You want to say it's the same din by Harvey Abba. That's what's saying. Again, this is not the same as Harvey Abba. Harvey Abba means that the person shouldn't do it. Here we're talking about this kind of third party kill the attacker. That's what's at stake. It's not necessarily Harvey Abba. You want to link it, have to think about that. We'll link the Harvey Abba maybe. Okay, could be. Anyway, so those are some of the nafkaminas. Let me see. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Again, as you pointed out, practically speaking, very often it doesn't matter. It's going to come out, the din is going to come out the same. You're going to say either the din is an Erva, an eye, so we have certain things that apply. But yeah, it's an exception. For this reason, that reason is an exception. Or you can say it is not an erva at all.
May perhaps depend on this question. So that's his final hakira, final shulchan. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start defining even the zohar, the raisa, the basic definitions, and I'll have a solution for.